There's an intriguing story behind this gift. If you've received it, the story has come to you. So you are part of the story. Perhaps you're in your car or sitting quietly at home listening through your headphones. Anyway, someone has given you the gift. A long time ago, it wasn't a CD, an MP3, or even a simple file to download. It was a cassette. And the cassette bears its own story. In 1995, when Yannick Wermuth, now the founder of LibreEntreprise.com, was honing his entrepreneurial skills, someone gave him a cassette. Fascinated, the young man listened to it once, twice, 100 times. For years, it was his daily companion in the car. It was his source of strength. And one day, it would spur him to create his own business. Unfortunately, one day he lost it without ever learning the author's name. In 2003, his dream came to fruition when he launched LibreEntreprise.com, a company destined to become one of the leading Francophone organizations in its field. The years passed and he never forgot the cassette, but it was nowhere to be found. Until one day, the quest came to an end. A couple of years ago, Yannick was meeting with one of his author collaborators when the conversation turned to the works and sources of inspiration that have impacted their respective paths. Suddenly, his friend interrupted him, stood up and said, "Wait, there's something you've absolutely got to listen to. It's a cassette I've kept because it has left an indelible mark on my life and influenced everyone who's ever had the chance to hear it." No sooner was the cassette in the deck and Yannick heard the first notes that he realized he had finally found the lost gift. Overjoyed by the unexpected discovery, he began searching for the unknown author to do an updated version. His goal was simple. Never would this text, this gift, be lost again. The story might go from hand to hand in many forms, but it would survive. It took Yannick a few months to find the author, Marc Debord, who was amazed that anyone would be so eager to contact him to ask for authorization to re-edit the text he had written almost in a single draft on one sleepless night 18 years ago. The story crossed the Atlantic when Yannick asked his friend singer-songwriter Christian Sbroka to compose and produce original music for the new edition. Christian then looked for a narrator to tell the story. That's when he passed me the torch. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Peter Miller, and I have the privilege of offering you this gift. When my thoughts turn to the glorious book of Genesis, which consecrates our wealth and power, all that is given us to live and behold on earth, I imagine that on the seventh day in serene rest and repose, our Creator conceived the dream and offered it to man as the most wondrous of gifts. Today, this somewhat madcap dream magnifies our strength tenfold and draws us forward ever farther, ever higher, like a great white ship bearing us over the waves between ocean and sky, besotted with the sweetness, heat and space, and making our eyes sparkle like diamonds. Friend, I offer these visions, these many-colored isles, these tropical delights. I'd like to tell you the wonder of the dream. Its power, its flavor. I'd like to bring it alive for you so you can touch, listen to it, feel it. To you, my friend, I'd like to say it's life itself. Listen to this music. This voice. Sweeping you along, engulfing you, shaking you to your core. Surrender to surprise. Love the beautiful. Learn to love so you'll learn to live. Dream. These stunning landscapes, these gleaming white sandy beaches, these majestic settings where sky and sea glisten in the light, and all that is beauty, all that is delicacy and well-being, all that you've yet to discover, but will strengthen you and make you grow. All these are yours. Don't seek this treasure in luck, in fate, or in the support others may bring. This force lies in you, in your power to imagine and envision life. We think we know our dream, but we only know our habits, because we won't try to see what makes our heart race, because we no longer trust ourselves, because we dread our emotions. We scavenge the dreams of others to find happiness. We erect a fragile edifice in sand. A sneer can destroy it. Sarcasm can kill it. Because you are my friend, let me tell you this. Never hide. Never try to be anything but yourself. Stay curious, proud of your capacity for surprise, of your childlike soul's innocence and generosity. Your dream must amaze you. It must make you bigger and stronger. It must infuse you with unshakable faith and energy, filled with vibrant and creative interior richness inside. Again, listen to this voice that reverberates within you. Let yourself be carried away. Listen to the dream. Listen to life. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter the pain that gnaws at you, never miss out on things. Never ignore others. You belong to their dreams too. Fortunate are they who suffer. Happy are they who struggle. If from their deepest distress sprout the most magnificent of hopes. The more you draw your strength from deep within you, the more your dreams will flourish. The more your dreams flourish, the greater their realization. Let your soul's magic bloom. Then you will paint your desires, sculpt your hopes. Your dreams will set you free. Free to live, not to merely exist. Free to climb without shame, without constraint, the steps to happiness and success. When your enthusiasm wanes, your mind runs empty. Your freedom is ensnared in mundane habits. Revive dream, for it is the salt of your life. Make your energy enjoy your guardian angel, your best friend. It will protect you, support you, and arm you for your struggle. It will guide you to your conquests, to your rewards. If sometimes you stray, bring your dream back to life. When you struggle with the weaknesses of the body and the torment of the mind, the wintry heart and the barren soul, share your dream. Deliver it from eye to eye, from heart to heart, and you'll see life in another dimension. Trust in your dream. Nourish it and set it free. It will make you rich. It will make you king.